along those lines, we're going to talk for a few minutes about things that are out of control. So when you look at the world, what things in life seem to be or actually are out of control? And this is a point in the service where I just invite you to speak up from where you are, if you would like. What are things you see in the world that seem to be out of control? Yeah. Yes, flight delays. Traveling is very much out of control. Yeah, good. Somebody else. The weather certainly seems out of control. It was a beautiful day for the party yesterday, but ACIV has a party tomorrow that's hosted here, and that weather seems a little out of control right now. So, yeah, we don't have that control. Other things? I'm sorry? Natural disasters, yeah, certainly like the hurricane, the flooding. Other things that might seem out of control? Certain drivers. Traffic on campus. Yes, we're a new set of people learning the rules of being a pedestrian, a bicycle rider, and a driver. So, yeah, that can seem out of control. Other things? Children, hate and violence. Not that the two are related. but, yeah, so many things. How do you feel when things are out of control? What happens in your heart when you see or experience these things? Certainly can be scary. Yeah, and overwhelming. Certainly anxiety. We get very anxious when it's out of control. What else? Helpless. Yeah, certainly a feeling that we have. Sure, we question, we wonder why things are out of control, why they are the way they are. What was that? Yeah, something says make this stop, right? Yeah, and maybe we want to step in and make it stop. Yeah. Certainly. Yeah, we can respond in judgment of others and the control that should be is not there. And so then this leads to all sorts of different actions. And sometimes we worry, sometimes we fight. We step in and say, I'm going to change this. I'm going to take control. Sometimes we run away. All sorts of different things that we do. Want to think for a bit today about a better response to when things seem to be out of control. So let's pray and ask God to speak. Dear Father in heaven, I thank you that you are present with us and that you speak. And so we ask you to speak now. Help us to have hearts and minds that listen and to respond to you. Through your Son we pray. Amen. The title today is Though the Earth Give Way, and guys will be passing some Bibles down the rows. If you need one, love for you to have a Bible in front of you. We've got some today that are English only, Chinese and English, and Spanish and English. And I want you to know that these Bibles are a gift. That in the front cover it'll say it's a gift to you. If you need a Bible, please take one. And if you need a Bible that's in another language, we would be happy to help find that for you. The passage should be marked. And also, I've got the page numbers listed here. And in a minute, we'll hear more about this painting that is based on this psalm. So along those lines, I've actually asked Karen if she would come and read for us the psalm. And so, thank you.
Each week we hear the Bible read to us. Much of the time, the scripture is read to us in two languages. It is powerful to hear. I speak only one language, but I know another language. And today, I will share with you a visual language, the language of art. First, I will read in English, Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what God has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Now I will share my painting and poem based on Psalm 46. Though the earth gives way. In beginning, O God, you created heaven and earth. It was formless and void. Hovering over this dark chaos, the Spirit of God. You established earth's foundation. In the middle of this habitation dwells the Most High. It shall not be moved. Amazing are your works, O Lord. But nation rages against nation. Kingdoms tear each other apart. Everything around is shaking. The whole world is crumbling. The mountains throw themselves into the heart of the sea. The waters foam and roar. All is catastrophic. Be still, my soul. Though surrounded by chaos, fear not. Even though the earth gives way, know that God is. He has only to say the word, and the earth will tremble and melt. God will be exalted among the nations. He will be exalted in all the earth. God is with us. When everything else falls away, He is our firm foundation.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You see the power of this imagery of the psalmist of saying, we live in a world that is out of control, that is chaos, and yet He is a God who is in control and who loves us. It's a very short but powerful poem expressed in many different ways over the years since it was first written. It speaks of the earth giving way, of the mountains falling into the heart of the sea. I found this this sketch online that tries to represent at least one way to understand the way many people in the ancient Near East thought about the world. And when they looked at the world, the part I want to pay most attention to is this part down here, that they had the waters below, and water was chaos. Water was death. Water was something out of control. And what God did when He created the world is He separated that water from land. And He said to the animals, I'm going to give you a place that's not chaotic, that's orderly, that's safe. And this is the place where you can live. And yet, there are times when it seems like the water is going to win, like in a hurricane, like in the flooding. And so when the psalmist says, we won't fear though the earth give way, this place where we live, he says, it might feel like it's going down into the ocean. Though the mountains, the strongest things that we can imagine, though they go into the heart of the sea, The water and its energy and its power is threatening to destroy me. And the mountains are breaking down with the surging of these waters. The psalmist says, here's the most stable thing I can imagine, the mountains. The most awful thing I can imagine is the foaming of the sea. He says, even if the mountains slide into the sea, he says, still, God is a stable protector, even when all of nature crumbles. The next couple of verses, he moves from talking about nature to talking about the nations. He talks about the nations being in uproar. And I love the poetry of it, that word uproar. It's the same word as the roaring of the waters. So in the first section, the waters are roaring. And now we've got the nations roaring. And even when the nations roar, he says, it's okay. The kingdoms fall. This is the same word that's used for when the mountains, in some translations, the mountains totter. A little bit like Mark was expressing that when you lose your balance and I'm not stable, he says, that's the way the kingdoms are. Just like the mountains. The most stable thing we can imagine, he says. It falls into the heart of the sea. He says the nations are just like nature, that God is supreme above them. He is in charge even when they are threatening, when they fall apart. And I love this image of the river. The image of a river is a different kind of water. In the Bible, a river is an image of life-giving water. We have to have water. But it's safe, it's good, it's healthy, right? And he says, there's a river in this city of God. Now, an ironic thing is, Jerusalem is the obvious city to think of. Jerusalem doesn't have a river, doesn't have any water, right? This is a challenge for Jerusalem. I think what he's talking about is the place where God is with his people. When God is with his people, there is life-giving water. Right? So the psalmist says that God is a stable protector even when the nations crumble. And so then the last section of the psalm, he says, come. It's an invitation. It's a command. Come and see God. Come and see what he has done. It's a funny third word, the desolations he has brought. The desolations being the end of things, the emptiness, the stillness. But I think in a wonderful way, that's what he says in these next verses. God looks at the world and all the fighting, and he says, enough already. And he says, it'll end. The instruments of war, he says, he will destroy. It will bring an end to people fighting against people. And so he says, be still and know that I am God. He says, I will be exalted in the nations. He says, I will be exalted in the earth, in nature. Over all of these things, God says, I will be exalted. And so he says, be still. And being still, he says, both to the nations and to nature, enough with the chaos, enough with being out of control. I call an end to it. And so if you know the story, it was so powerful when Jesus stood on a boat in the middle of a storm and said to the storm, be quiet, be done. And it was. He has the power to bring an end to the chaos. But the command is also to the people who will trust him to say, be still. Stop fighting, stop worrying. Be still and know that I am God, right? He says, be still and know. So when I look at this psalm, it seems very clear. The psalmist is telling us about the God who has authority over all nature and all nations. And when I look at either of these things today, whether it's nature or nations, and nations boasting about their ability to destroy other people, and it's a frightening place to be. We learn about the God who has authority over all of nature and all of the nations. And he is our protector and our strength in Jesus Christ. He says, among my people, I have authority. I will protect. I will bring life. I will keep them safe. The application of the psalm is very easy because the psalmist spells it out for us. He says, be still. Be still. One way that applies to me is stop the noise and the chatter. It's easy to walk around campus. Well, no, I'll put it a different way. It's hard to walk around campus and find somebody who's not walking like this, right? or doesn't have things in their ears. And there's noise in our lives all the time. All the time. And you know, a bunch of it is good, right? There's productivity. People are working all the time. They work over lunch. Okay, I do that. They work all the time. There's noise all the time, whether it's Facebook, YouTube, music, talking, constant noise. And God says, enough with the noise. You need to still your heart. You need to be still, but it's not enough to be still. He says, be still and now focus your heart on God. Be still and know. Okay, so I brought some things for illustration related to personal protective equipment. So, okay, you guys just have to put up with me. Sorry. So this is a little bit silly, but so what is, people probably saw me use this recently. So what do you do with this? How's this protective equipment? This is when I go out to the grill in our backyard every now and then, and looks like I don't do it very much. So sorry about that. Well, let's see. So then here is where I'm getting ready to use this, right? So what's this one? I'm going skiing, right? So personal protective equipment. I need this to keep my head as safe as it can be. I have a cooler helmet, though. Now, this one's cool. Do you know what this is? This is a welding helmet. This is a pipe welding helmet, right? So eclipse time. Okay, so another kind of protective equipment. I have, these are good, right? So then you're all gone, right? I've got all this different kind of equipment. So if I have this equipment and I hang it up next to me when I work, what good does it do? Nothing, right? You can have all this equipment and it sits there and it provides no protection, right? I think what I do over and over again is I have in God protection and I leave it on the shelf. It's as foolish as going out and saying, I've got these great, I did see the eclipse and I found somebody who had thought further ahead than me and had good glasses to look at it, right? But it would be as foolish as me going out saying, boy, that eclipse is really cool looking. I'll stare at it for a while. And I've got the glasses in my pocket. Terrible idea. Right? But that's what I do when I could have faith in God. I don't still my heart and know. I don't say, wait a minute, I need to put on this protective equipment. What is the protective equipment that God says? Here's the truth. God says, acknowledge and take to heart this day that the Lord is God in heaven above and the earth below. There is no other. So I hear about disaster in the world, and what do? I don't put the equipment on. I sit there and I worry and say, what's going to happen with all these people shouting about how they're going to attack each other? And I worry, and what I need to do is to stop and acknowledge and take to heart this day that the Lord is God in heaven above and the earth below. There is no other. God says, be still and know that I am God. And would you read that last phrase with me? The Lord Almighty is with us. Jesus said an amazing thing. He said to the people, are not two sparrows, these little birds, two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Jesus says, God takes care of the smallest things, the hairs on your head. He says he knows all about them. He's paying attention to them. And you're worth so much more than that. He says, know that God loves you. Don't be afraid. Right? Be still and know that I am God. And let's say it together. The Lord Almighty is with us. Jesus is the one who is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of God's being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. The one who says, I love you to the extent that I will give my life for you. He is the one whose very word keeps the universe working. Right? By his word, he keeps the whole thing running, working day after day. He sustains life. He is the one who says, I would give everything I have, because I have, for you, out of love for you. We need to be still and know that he is God. Let's say it together. The Lord Almighty is with us. And God himself is the one, as Karen began, by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. Everything we see and know came at the word of God. the God who is with us, the God who says, be still and know that I am God. So when I encounter times, when I'm stepping into a challenging situation, I say, here's what I'm worried about. Here's what's out of control. It's kind of like starting to weld without putting my helmet on, right? It's like going off and not paying attention to safety. And I just go in there and say, well, this is horrible. I'm scared. I'm worried. And what I need to do is to go back to these truths and say, there is no God but God. By his word, he created the world. By his word, he sustains the world. And he says he's paying attention even to the little birds, even to the hairs on my head. Of course, he cares for me. God says, be still and know that I am God. Let's say it together. The Lord Almighty is with us. Right? And so we are to be still. And then we are to focus our heart on God and know. And this idea of a Sabbath, the Bible talks about a Sabbath rest, a time to step away from things. I think what it's really talking about is a regular discipline to rest your soul in God. I think it does relate to stopping physical work and busyness. But I think even more than that, what it says is, be still and know that I am God. And so a way that I see that is the first time in Exodus, the first time God gives this command to the people, he says, be still on the Sabbath, and here's what I want you to do. Remember creation. Remember that God created the world with his word. By his word, he started the whole thing. By his word, he designed it. He has the authority over it. And then the next time this command is given in Deuteronomy, he says, remember salvation. Remember that God is the one who by his word rescued you and provided life to you. He says, remember. And so we need to find ways, practices, to say, I'm going to still my heart. I'm going to stop the noise. I'm going to shut my laptop and turn off the alarms whenever I get a new email or an announcement on WeChat or whatever it is. I just have to stop all of that and say, I'm going to walk my heart through the reality of who God is and his promise, because the God who has authority over all nature and nations is also our protector and strength in Jesus Christ. We must quiet our souls. We have to slow down, set other things aside, and then give attention to God. And we want to give attention to God and his authority and his goodness that he demonstrated to us most clearly in Jesus Christ. He said, here is proof. I will do all that needs to be done in order to protect you, to give you life. And so when you encounter those things that are out of control and our hearts get worried and angry and upset, and we need to put the equipment on that says, I'm going to still my soul and then walk my heart again through the reality of who God is and what he has done. Let's take a moment to pray and encourage you to listen as God continues to speak. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that in a world that is out of control, you have authority, you are good, and you love us. Father, please continue to speak. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you are a God who is not rushed, and yet so often we are. Thank you for speaking this morning. Thank you for your word that brings life. Father, help us to listen well in our minds, in our hearts, to who you are, to find safety in you. Through Jesus we pray. Amen.